Hold on, 1 second. Good afternoon, Mr. Willett.
Good afternoon, Mr. Keenan. How are you doing on this hot day?
Good, and you? Okay. What I'm going to do is shows like this now, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's sports with Mike Keenan and Mike Bullitt. Because he is going to be my co-host from now on. So, shows Monday and Wednesdays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Anything particular you want to talk about?
Well, obviously, our New England sports teams that are basically in action right now. Obviously, the Red Sox are just coming off of a sweep of the Baltimore Orioles, and they're trying to do whatever they can to keep their playoff hopes alive. Which
the Red Sox won the other day by the score of 13-7.
Yeah, and early in the game, they were down like 6-0, and then they came with a fury and basically beat them, like you said, 13-7. But Rafael Devers, I mean, he continues to really impress me. I mean, he's now over the 100 RBI mark on the season.
Trust me, he's got to win. They're gonna continue whatever they can do. They are going to come back and do whatever they can do.
Well, the thing is, Mike, they need to – all they got to do is continue doing their part in winning, and hopefully they get some help in the form of the Tampa Bay Rays losing, because as of right now, they are 6.5 games back for the second wild card.
And we've got the preseason for the Patriots game, too. That was a big one, too, 22-17.
Yeah, and once again, I mean – the quarterback they drafted, Jared Stidham, played really well. Isaiah Wynn has played really good at the offensive line, especially after missing all of last season with a torn Achilles. And some of the young receivers continue to really impress me. And of course, now of course we got the third preseason game coming up this Thursday. And I think this is where we're going to see more of the regulars get some more playing time.
Hopefully, because if the two teams, the Patriots and the Red Sox, continue to win, well, if they can do it, oh, I'd like to see them take it again this year. Oh, that would.
Well, we can only hope so. I mean, with the Red Sox, but. Patriots, I mean, it looks like they're going to be in prime position to hopefully once again represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And if they this season, it would be an unprecedented fourth straight year in the Super Bowl for us. I mean, it's tough. It's hard to get to, like, just one Super Bowl, but to possibly get to four Super Bowls.
Oh, man, we could do it if they try hard enough.
Well, you got a lot of teams in that AFC that's going to give the Patriots a run for their money, including the two of the teams they faced in the playoffs, the LA Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. So, but I'm pretty sure there's some other AFC that want to try to beat the Patriots and, of course, not just win the division, but, of course, trying to dethrone them from going to their fourth Super Bowl, but maybe and Bill Belichick still at the helm, it's hard against them.
Everybody, they all know Tom Brady, you better not leave. You better not leave. That's all I can say.
Well, it's going to be tough, especially with Gronk retiring, but the thing is, I mean, we're not surprised with Gronk retiring because the thing is, he's been battling so many injuries throughout his career.
Gronk is retiring, finally.
Yeah, and at least he went out as a champion. But hey, you still got Julian Edelman on the team. That running game, especially Sony Michel, he continues to really impress me, especially during the playoffs. So, And, of course, we got to see it firsthand in the Super Bowl against the Rams.
Yeah, and also the that I saw the other day with the Red Sox, oh, my God, that was awesome how they won.
Yeah, they – oh, yeah, definitely.
What was it, 13-7, and then
one yeah.
game I saw – One game I saw was 7-6.
Yeah, I think that's what the score was.
And then 5, and then unfortunately they lost one day, but they did 3 games in a row where they won.
Yep, and like I said, they all they got to do is just keep on winning and some things to go their way in order for them if they want to defend their World Series title.
Okay, well. This is well. This sounds good now. So I'm gonna when we're done talking, I'm gonna send this over to you. I'm gonna message it to you so you can listen to it. Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. So we'll be back on Wednesday afternoon at 3. But we thank everybody for listening to this. And glad to have Mike Willock on as my co-host. It's an honor to have you, man. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, looking forward to plenty more of it every Monday and Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, we'll talk again on Wednesday afternoon around 3 o'clock, okay?
All right.
Talk to you soon. Have a good day.
All right, and have a good day, everybody.
You too, Mike. Bye.
Bye.